This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. We have another study telling us that pacemakers can be hacked. This is a new study that's warning that your pacemaker or other electrical medical device could be targeted by hackers for political, financial, or personal gain. That would be one hell of a movie. You know, where all these people's pacemakers get hacked and, you know, like the president's pacemaker gets hacked, the president has to start a nuclear war on, you know, some country and, you know, wherever, and I don't know, and aliens come to fight us. I could just see that being a movie, right? And there have been thus far no reports of malicious hacking or malware attacks, from what I understand, of cardiac devices, nothing that has hit the media. Research published in the Journal of American College of Cardiology shows that it is indeed a possibility and has been so for a decade. And we've been for years talking about this. If hackers can hack your computer, and viruses could be uploaded, what about your pacemaker or your, you know, any other sort of device that we are starting to create, Star Trek style, that can excrete medication, transfer medication to certain parts of the body, take pictures, etc., and give us feedback of what's going on. Maybe your insulin pump could be hacked. So for better protection, the FDA has guidelines in place for the security of medical devices. Oh, I feel reassured. Along with several legislative proposals in Congress. So according to Professor Dhanujaya Lakareddy of the University of Kansas Hospital, this professor told SWNS that true cybersecurity begins at the point of designing protected software from the outset and requires the integration of multiple stakeholders, including software experts, security experts, and medical advisors. They say patients with pacemakers could be vulnerable when batteries are overworked or depleted. That could then lead to a device being unable to deliver therapies during life-threatening attacks. They say for patients with devices that pump the heart, it is possible for hackers to interrupt wireless communications. Okay, call me naive, okay? But I don't know how my internet and my wireless connection works, okay? I mean, I still stick my phone up in the air, and it blows my mind how there's Wi-Fi and how my phone knows where the Wi-Fi router is and will connect to it and then transmit a signal. But in the middle of my Candy Crush game, or in the middle of a Facebook or Instagram post, or in the middle of me trying to scroll down while I'm reading an article on my phone, or in the middle of me watching a YouTube video, it freezes and I get this little circular, I don't get a hourglass. I don't get that, but I get this little circular flashy thing. Like it's waiting to load up. Now, if these cardiac implant devices are going to be relying on the same crappy connection that our iPhones use, oh hell no. No wireless connection, please. I've seen The Walking Dead. The last thing I need is something to happen where all of a sudden our cell phones don't work and then our defibrillators don't work. That would be not very, or pacemakers, that would not be good at all. That's not good. Hackers could interrupt our wireless communications. I mean, I have an IUD. It's not wireless.
I thought maybe it should be, you know, because I think it could use a recharge. I don't know. I really don't want to get pregnant at my age. Yeah, I do. My husband and I have been married 21 years. We still do have sex. I know, it blows my mind. It really blows my mind. I don't know why he wants to have sex with me. It's his birthday coming up. Like, what are you going to do for his birthday? You going to have sex with him? I want to give him something he wants. I mean, no, probably not going to have sex with him because he doesn't, I want him happy on his birthday, okay? I want him in a good mood. Anyway, yeah, it'd be nice if I could recharge my IUD. Would I trust it to be on wireless? No, I wouldn't. Dr. Lacoretti believes that the likelihood of an individual hacker successfully affecting a cardiovascular implantable electronic device or being able to target a specific patient is very low. No, but you see, what he would do is attack a hospital or affect a network center. They say the hack threat study suggests that because cyber vulnerabilities emerge quickly, according to Fox News, developers should monitor the environment for new vulnerabilities and respond fast. Given the lack of evidence that hacking of cardiac devices is a relevant clinical problem, coupled with evidence of the benefits of remote monitoring, one should exercise caution in depriving a patient of the clear benefit of remote monitoring. I don't think it's up to the doctor depriving a patient. I don't think the average, patient's going to want it. They're like, hell no, give me old-fashioned, please. Let me be able to control my own. You know what's interesting? I don't know how terrorists think, because remember, they're loonies, okay? You know, somebody who wants to kill other people are not going to use the same logic. But if, let's say, a terrorist had logic, and they wanted to kill a bunch of people, okay? I mean, you see what some of the terrorists do. They'll make a, you know, they'll make a bomb, or they'll run take their car and run people over. And so they may kill 10, 20 people with that. I don't know what their goal would be if they think they could kill more than that. But if you actually were a terrorist and you wanted to kill more people and you found out that 5,000 people throughout the United States might have had a type of implant or whatever, then I do see that as being a potential target. If that's what they want to do, if they want to kill multiple people at once and want to show control, because that's what terrorists want to do, they want to show control. They also want to show that they're wily and crafty and that they could do things when you're not looking and when you're not prepared. I mean, boy, were we unprepared for September 11th. We should have been, considering the World Trade Center was bombed in 93, but no, we weren't prepared. And so something like this could be very attractive to terrorists. I wouldn't underestimate them. 1-877-DOCTELLY. To learn the basics of Spanish, greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Guys, we are back on Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen, and Jason, who was working the dials, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So, vaping is putting toxic levels of lead and other metals into your lung and body. According to Forbes, the next time you inhale vapor of an e-cig, there are many toxic levels of metal, including lead, that is leaking from the heating coils of the device. This is the finding of a new study by researchers at Johns Hopkins Bloomberg School of Public Health. It was published yesterday in Environmental Health Perspectives. The study is small. It's evaluating devices on a random sample of 56 users, so it's a small study. But it revealed that a significant number of the devices produced aerosols with potentially dangerous levels of lead, chromium, manganese, and nickel. And these are things that are commonly in metal heating elements and other sorts of structures that will be used in other products. So everybody's all panicking about the vaping nicotine liquid. What about when heat heats up any plastic or metal around it? They say chronic exposure to such metals by inhalation has been linked to a wide range of effects, including cancer. And it could affect multiple organ systems like lungs, brain, heart, liver, as well as the immune system. Now, they say the FDA has the ability to regulate e-cigs. There has been no firm indication how it's going to address this and how you address heating element leakage and that kind of thing. But they say the FDA will likely have a say by issuing future rulings on this matter. According to Dr. Anna Maria Rule, PhD, MHS, the senior author of the study, says it's important for the FDA, the e-cigarette companies, and vapors themselves to know that these heating coils, as currently made, seem to be leaking toxic metals, which then get into the aerosols that the vapors inhale. Now, in a typical e-cig, an electric current produced by a battery passes through a metal coil to heat nicotine-based e-liquids, and then it creates an aerosol. Okay? So there has to be a battery, has to be an electric current. You need to have a metal coil that'll heat up to then turn a liquid into an aerosol, a vapor. And vaping is becoming so huge that it's surpassing cigarette smoke. In my son's high school, it seems like everybody vapes. My son doesn't, and he better not. I'm going to whoop his ass. I would probably ground him since we don't spank in my family. And since he's a senior and almost 18, I can't spank him. But I would whoop his, I would tell him, bad boy, okay? You have to be careful. Man, when I was growing up, remember when we were growing up? My mom had no problem whooping me in front of the whole gosh darn neighborhood. She even said she'd invite my friends over to watch me get the paddle or my butt whooping. I mean, it was so, in fact, if you were dinking around, any of the other parents could discipline you. Right? If somebody needed to yell at you or smack you upside the head, they would. That's how things were back then. Now, oh my gosh, you touch my child, I'm suing you. And I wouldn't want anybody to touch my child. I remember one of my kid's uncles smacked him. And I was like, oh, hell no. You know, and I'm like, why did you, you know, I was like, wait a second here. Okay, that's my baby. Okay, that's not happening. So things have changed, and for the better. But, you know, overall for the better. But I got to tell you, man, my kids kind of grew up in a, you know, you don't get a whooping age. And if you see the way they act around me, man, I remember my mom doing a double take. My kid back talked to me, and she looked at me like, if you don't do something, I will. And I was like, oh, well, you know, these little babies, boys, you know, we're not allowed to, you know, I'm not allowed to go, you know, ate poop on them. You know, the word I want to say, you know, I got to be calm and cool. I'm supposed to put them in timeout. Well, I remember the first time I put them in timeout in front of my parents, like, what is that? That was my older boy, because the younger son was born just right before my dad died. She's like, what are you doing? Well, he's in timeout. But he's sitting there giggling. He's sitting there playing with a toy toy. Like, you have a toy toy? Give me your toy toy. Sorry, Mom. You're in timeout. Okay. And he thought it was funny. He thought sitting in timeout was funny. Because that's how we had to discipline them. Because we weren't allowed to spank them. I knew this kid needed a butt whooping. This kid really needed a butt whooping. I did spank my kid once. Oh, absolutely. And I told you guys why. What happened was, I was, again, we were of this age where you're not supposed to spank your kid. And we were at a park, and I was with the baby, and then my son was older. And my son met a girl at the park, and apparently the girl wanted to go to the ice cream truck. My son goes, Mom, I want to go to the ice cream truck with so-and-so. Where is this ice cream truck? What are you talking about here? You know, because I'm with the baby. And about a football field's length away, you saw a white van. And I'm like, that's not an ice cream truck. That's a van. Stay away from it. No, see, Mom, there's stickers, says ice cream. I go, no, we're not going over there. That's fine. All right. So I'm dealing with the baby, and I'm changing the baby and all that. And I come back, and my older boy's nowhere around. He's about 3 and a half, 4 years old. I'm like, where is he?
And Dad, I don't know where Dad was. Dad was supposed to watch him while I was changing the other one. And he's coming back with ice cream with this other girl. He made her pay for the ice cream. Oh, my son. Oh, baby, will you pay for me? Oh, yeah, of course. I'll do anything for you. And he's coming back with ice cream. That ice cream hit the ground. He hit the floor. No, he didn't hit the floor. I brought him home, and he got swat tushy. And we called it tax tushy. And he got it stinky. Now, he giggled at me because he's like, I'm going to hurt my hand, you know, because he's got to have a lot of bone on his butt. He didn't really have much of a tushy. He was a skinny kid. And the reason why I chose to spank him wasn't because out of anger. Was he wasn't afraid of me. When my parents would tell me no, oh my gosh, I was scared to death of my parents. I literally thought they would kill me if I defied them because I saw the look in their eyes that they would whoop me to a pulp. I knew what they were capable of, and my dad had those big belts, so my parents could give me one look, and I knew I was a dead girl. I knew it. So when I tried to come up with the mommy look, both my boys had just laughed. They weren't fearful. So my kid has a choice of a pretty little girl taking him down to an ice cream truck, getting some yummy ice cream, or the wrath of mama. And if the wrath of mama was I just have to sit up against the wall and I get to sit there and play with my toy, he's like, I'll take that as the punishment. So he had to know that the punishment was going to be, you know, bad. And so I did spank him. And I, you know, if somebody wants to arrest me for spanking my kid's butt because he went to an unknown vehicle that I didn't trust and he defied me, fine. But I'm this kid's mama, and I have to protect him. And if your kid gets abducted or something happens to your kid, everybody's like, what the hell were you doing as a parent? Why didn't I, you know, didn't you parent the kid? That's your job. No, well, you know, I don't want to spank him on the tushy because we're not supposed to spank him. And I get that. Spanking has been proven where it doesn't work. But, you know, at some point, you need to, you know, put your foot down and they need to respect you. And I think they need to fear their parents. They need to know that if mommy says no, there's a reason for it and they better not go against you. Now, when the kids are teenagers, they think mama's whack. You know, one of my friends said, one of the reasons why she instilled fear in her kid is because if somebody abducted the kid or somebody said, look, I'll hurt your mom if you tell her. You know, like if this girl was getting molested or if this girl was getting assaulted or if something happened and they said, look, I'm going to hurt your parents. That's something that a lot of people do. They'll go, I'll hurt your parents if you say anything. She wanted her daughter to believe that this guy or whoever was going to be more fearful of mama. There is nobody tougher than my mama. And I understood that thinking. Now, my kids wouldn't believe that because, you know, it's me. I'm like, hey, Cookie Monster, yay! I don't really seem that formidable a force. But I didn't want them to think that if somebody threatened that they would hurt mama, so they better try to protect me. Oh, no, I can handle myself. Okay, you do not need to protect me. If somebody's touching you inappropriately, if somebody's doing anything, all right, I will bring the rain. You tell mama I am one of the most powerful forces on this earth. The funny thing is, when I was growing up, I thought my mom and dad were the most powerful forces in the universe. So, I don't know what the right way to do that is in terms of thinking. You know, I mean, these kids with the vaping, they're vaping because nobody's afraid of their parents. 15%, they said, of 8th, 10th, and 12th grade students in public and private schools have already e-cigs. I think it's more. 1-877 Doc Deli.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
One out of four people listening to my voice right now could die from heart disease. This could be your last year, and you don't even know it because you don't know the early warning signs. If you think you're safe because your cholesterol levels are normal, think again, because studies show that 75% of heart attack patients also had normal cholesterol levels. Let me introduce you to Strauss Heart Drops, a world-famous heart and brain formula made in Canada. It's time-tested and will give you clinical results in 90 days or your money back. Learn more at scienceofheartdisease.com. They are shipping free this month.
Message and data rates may apply.
You don't follow the herd. You blaze your own trail. And you're as adventurous in the kitchen as you are in life. Whether it's paddleboard yoga or Peruvian steak, you're the first to try new things. So are we. We're Green Chef, the first USDA-certified organic meal kit delivery service. We offer delicious meal plans for 7 different lifestyles. Paleo, gluten-free, keto, vegetarian, vegan, carnivore, and omnivore. Want to be the first of your friends to try Green Chef? Discover our exclusive introductory deal by texting the keyword FUN66 to 543-543. We believe that cooking, just like life, should be all about experience and flavor. And by exploring dinner options with Green Chef, you'll try new recipes, techniques, and ingredients for bold, new restaurant-level flavors. It's like enjoying a new cooking class, but in your own home. To experience this culinary adventure, text now and discover our exclusive introductory deal. Text FUN66 to 543-543. That's FUN66 to 543-543.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So we will get, as we get more information on these e-cig heating coils and the nickel, chromium, and other metals leaking into the aerosolized vapor, we'll keep you guys posted. I know it's frustrating because we are seeing a huge rise in use in high school students, middle school students, and, of course, millennials and, you know, the regular adult community. A big question I'm getting is, from people who are quitting smoking, using vaping as a means to quit smoking, which I am fine with. I'm not encouraging it for everybody, but if you are vaping as a result of, as a means to get off smoking and you're only doing it for a temporary short amount of time, I'm fine with that. But I'm still reluctant on telling you to go vape. Because, again, I don't know how bad these chemicals are. We know tobacco's bad. Never, and all these studies have said tobacco was worse than any chemical you could get from vaping. My only answer to that, though, is, okay, I believe you, but how many years of studies do you have of that? The formaldehyde, isn't there like toluene, the acrolein, the acetaldehyde? Have we studied what those metals are doing and the concentration of them you're getting in your vapor fluid on the lung lining? Well, no, because vaping's only been around for a few years. Well, yeah, see? So before we say it's a hell of a lot safer than tobacco and it's less cancer-causing, even though we know vaping puts a risk for cancer and heart disease, we need to say that our current research is leading us to believe that tobacco is still more dangerous. But if somebody told me that nickel seeping into your vapor will turn a lung cancer cell cancerous quicker than tobacco would, I would then venture to say vaping is worse than smoking. So as your radio doctor, I would say put nothing into your lungs. But if you really have to get off smoking, and you need to do it fast, vaping seems to be a means to quit. Is it the most effective way to do it? No, a lot of people say quitting cold turkey was. But if that's your only way of quitting, I'd rather you quit. I'm trying to look at 3 months down the line. But if you're going to be vaping for 3 years, I don't like that at all. I don't like that idea. So, he's a medical device marketing consultant with over 20 years experience, says the metal and parts composition of these devices must be stringently tested for toxic analytes and corrosive compounds. The FDA does not currently test any of the most popular vaping and e-cig instruments being manufactured at unregulated factories in Asia that source low-grade parts, batteries, and materials for the production of these devices. So if you are getting something from a country, if your vaping cartridge or vaping, you call it a cartridge that has the nicotine vapor in it. If your unit is from one of these countries that is very well known to half-ass manufacturing things, and leads have been known to leak from their products, I'm not going to mention the country per se, but I think you guys know what country I'm talking about, they may be using cheap type of materials. Unregulated factories in Asia, he says, that source low-grade parts, batteries, and materials for the production of the devices. You're going to be getting that crap in your lungs. He explained that the metals detected in the study have been associated with multiple adverse health effects under chronic conditions of exposure. So neurotoxins, such as lead, are linked to increased risk of cardiovascular and kidney disease. Other metals listed are even more nefarious to human organs. The strong oxidative effects of manganese can lead to necrosis, mucous membrane of the esophagus, and arsenic. Arsenic was detected in 17.8% of the aerosolized samples, which can lead to significant multiple end organ damage with long-term exposure. So not only are we looking at the vapor, we have got to look at the cartridge and the rest of it. Now, millennials seem to be a big target, especially of the media. People like to, you know, make fun of the younger. Well, this is an interesting story. They say beer sales are being dragged down by millennials because they don't really like beer as much as other drinks. Now, I thought Generation Z was after the millennials, but I guess they're calling it Generation Z. See, I'm Generation X, so I thought the millennials were Generation Y. I could be wrong. And I thought my son was Generation Z. But I guess millennials kicked off beer's downward spiral. And that the next generation, maybe even worse. So there we go. Good, because the next generation is Z. And Generation Z prefers spirits, like wine and beer. Now, my son just turned 18, so he better not be, drinking wine and other spirits and things like that. Oh, I'm sorry. Like vodka or gin compared to wine and beer. Spirits are like your spirits, like, you know, vodka, whiskey, rum, that kind of thing. And a report from Berenberg Research found that members of Generation Z preferred spirits, and they marked the turning point, being the first generation to prefer spirits to beer. The exact year dividing Generation Z from millennials is murky, but Dr. Berenberg surveyed more than 6,000 people aged 16 to 22 across the U.S., and the younger generation likes other options. Now, what I think it is, they think it may be advertising with beer. See, when I was younger, you always had Coors Light, it's a right beer now. All the Coors and the Miller Lite commercial. And, oh, what was that Miller Lite song? I won't sing it. Trust me, I won't sing it. But it was, you guys know it's really famous and they brought it back. But anyway, these beer commercials were really, iconic. And remember the Clydesdales, the Budweiser commercials. I mean, these were things that you wouldn't, that would stand out. However, now, you know, you have Mila Kunis with the, is it Jack Daniels? I forget what she promotes. And you have all these now spirits being advertised. Plus, a lot of us don't want the calories. Beer is highly caloric. Now, people don't realize that spirits are highly caloric, but some people are like, if I drink a whole beer, I'm taking in too many carbs. So if I do a shot, I'm taking in less carbs. Well, it depends on what you're drinking, but you're still taking in carbs. They say beer companies have also historically focused advertising on white men, and the strategy is now backfiring as women of all races, black, Hispanic, etc., as well as black and Hispanic men, are now drinking more alcohol compared with earlier generations. As a result, beer industry giants are scrambling to win over customers that they historically ignored. Yeah, it was always kind of a man sitting there by the water, you know, drinking a Miller Lite, or, oh, it's Miller time, you know, that kind of thing. That was brilliant marketing. It's Miller time. We still say that. And Generation Z is actually drinking less alcohol, period, they say. They say respondents in their teens and early 20s were drinking 20% less per capita than the millennials did. Why? Because they got vaping. 64% of Generation Z respondents said that they expected to drink alcohol less frequently when they grew older than today's older generations do. Health, hangover-related concerns. They say it's because of being judged by friends or parents, and drinking just doesn't seem to be that cool anymore. Again, the big thing is vaping. So, some people are taking credit. Well, it's 20 years of anti-drug, anti-smoking, anti-alcohol education. No, it's not. People get more of a buzz taking a narcotic than they do from a beer. And again, less calories. So Generation Z, as well as millennials, like the narcotics. And now many of them could smoke pot as well as vape. So the beer industry, apparently, beer, they say penetration fell 1% point in the U.S. market from 2016 to 2017. Wine and spirits were unmoved, but beer had lost 10% of the market share to wine and hard liquor from 2006 to 2016. So it's very interesting how, you know, depending on the generation, how some industries you think were untouchable, like tobacco, like beer, certain things, can fall. And, you know, the bigger you are, the higher you fall. Now, when we come back, we're going to talk about how, this was interesting, one-third of millennials don't brush their teeth twice a day. They brush their teeth only once a day. Why are we, what's happening now with our dental health? Okay, so that makes no sense. Don't go away, guys. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-SALLY.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
Anytime, anytime.
place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customer. It works for me. Return to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just two bottles, a four-month supply. I take Extendivite three times a day, every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Just one third of millennials brush their teeth just once a day. Research commissioned by Hello Products, which is an oral care startup company, found that only 30% brush their teeth just once a day. And you're supposed to be brushing it not only twice a day, but after each meal. Of the 2,000 Americans surveyed, the average person had gone more than 2 days at a time without brushing their teeth at least once a day. See, I am so worried about bad breath. I don't get that. I just don't. They say, while most of us know that professional dental care is important for overall health, visiting the dentist can still be a nerve-wracking experience for some. That's according to Craig Dubitsky, founder of Hello Products. Of the group, 62% said they were too afraid to visit the dentist, with millennials more likely to be afraid of the dentist than any other age group. In fact, most of those polled said they would rather face their fears of public speaking than to take a seat in the dentist chair. Oh, I love public speaking. I agree. I would rather do public speaking than sit in the dentist chair. I agree. In fact, I think I'd rather go to the gynecologist than go to the dentist. I do not like going to the dentist. I got a great dentist. So, they said 33% would rather go without sex for a month than undergo a dental procedure. So what were the top 10 reasons Americans avoided the dentist? One was fearful of painful treatment. Two, fear of pain after treatment. Noise of a dental drill. Negative past experiences. They're afraid the anesthetic won't work. They're afraid of dental instruments. They gag easily. That's me. I'm always gagging on the hygienist. I feel so bad. Afraid of being poked with a sharp object, feelings of helplessness, or they're just embarrassed due to their oral hygiene. And according to the study being reported by Fox News, the top five excuses Americans make to avoid or delay the dentist is one is it's too expensive. I get that. Many of us did not have dental insurance with Obamacare. Nothing hurts, so why do I need to go? My insurance may not cover it. I can't take time out of work. Or I have more important things to do. Now, as a doctor, this freaks me out because our health is related to other parts of our body, including our mouth. And I don't get this. For some reason, years ago, people thought that dental is separate. That as long as you go to the doctor and they check your heart and lungs and they go, oh, you look good, and they look in the back of your throat, then medically you're fine. So, a dentist may not be doing a lot of life or death type of procedures or checkups on you. So, as long as your doctor says you're good, the mouth, it's then fine and it's not as important as the rest of your body. I don't know where the hell we came up with that, but a lot of people think that way. Yet, your teeth are part of your body. Your teeth are in your jaw. You got bone. You got gums. You got blood vessels. You got nerves. Your mouth is attached to your body. And your doctor is usually not equipped to diagnose or evaluate your teeth. That doesn't mean they get ignored. Just because we separate a small part of the body does not mean you have to ignore it. And people do. I mean, and when you look in the mirror, you see your teeth, they're part of your body, and your jaw, and your neck. You know how many cancers, mouth cancers, your dentist finds? They pick up on thyroid cancer, lymphoma, neck cancers. They pick up on so many diseases that your doctor may not pick up on. Why? Because they have to concentrate on the mouth. Which is a big part. It's the biggest orifice in your body. You let your other orifices get checked by the doctor, but not your mouth? That's your biggest orifice. No, it's the biggest. So now why are millennials not brushing their teeth? Well, they're also not making their beds. I don't think my kids have made their bed once. Why? Because I don't make my bed. Why should I? I'm going to just mess it up. Plus, the kitty cat's like the little cove. You know, when I roll over my covers and my pillow, they like to be in that little cove
where I was just at because it's nice and warm, you know? And they just like it. It's like, oh, you know, this is my mommy bee, so now I get to be. That's what they say. I hear them. I can speak cat, okay? The dog, too, likes to wiggle her tushy, but usually when I get up, she comes up with me, and then she goes pee-pee with me. I don't know why she has to come to the bathroom with me. I really don't get that. I'm trying to go to the bathroom, and the dog has to open the door. The dog can open the door. Same thing as one of our cats. He can open the door when I'm going to the bathroom. Unless I lock it, of course, and I forget to lock it because I'm half asleep because I'm going to the bathroom. And they come in, and they have to assess the situation. I'm like, I'm currently going pee-pee. Can you please leave? I need some privacy. Then they go, okay, I just have to see what you were doing in here, and then I'll leave. And then they go, you sure you don't need me? I go, I don't need you. I could go pee-pee by myself. Leave. The dog's like, you sure? Then the cat comes in. What's going on in here? I'm going pee-pee. Okay, leave me alone. Cat's like, well, I'm hungry. I will feed you after I finish my pee-pee. Okay? Oh, my gosh. If I have to go number two, it's ridiculous. It is ridiculous. I tell them now. I basically sit all the pets down, and I go, look, I have to go potty. And going potty, I'm going to be in there in a while. So do not open the door. Do not bug. And you can see them go, well, how long are you going to be in there? And I'm like, well, I'm going to be in there as long as I need to be in there. Probably about 5 rounds of Candy Crush. Are you good with that? I'm good. And it's funny. Because whenever I tell them I'm going potty, they won't open the door. Maybe because they know the smell or something. They may stick their paw underneath the door, but they will leave me alone. But in the morning, I'm just too tired to think about that and lie to them. So they're in and out when I try to go pee. Just the way they do it. I really don't get that. I don't. If I was a guy, I would just pee on the dog. And then the dog or the cats would never bother me. So I don't know. I just think millennials, they just think that their teeth are going to be fine. Or they think that we have so many advancements in teeth that we don't have to worry about that. I don't know. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. So I apologize. So there's a YouTube star who claimed that her vegan diet and spiritual lifestyle cured her of breast cancer. Unfortunately, she died of the disease. This was being reported earlier last week. Liz Johnson said her aunt, Mary Lopez, died in December after her cancer returned. Now, the two women had hosted a YouTube channel together called Liz and Mary, or Marie. Liz Johnson had posted a video Sunday explaining that her aunt stopped her vegan diet after her cancer returned. She attributed her death to undergoing radiation, chemotherapy, and eating meat again. My aunt passed away in December because her cancer came back. My aunt was inconsistent in her diet and spiritual life, she said on her YouTube channel. I never pushed my aunt to do anything or stay away from doctors. In the video, Johnson said Lopez asked her to take down the videos of her speaking about a vegan lifestyle after she realized she would die from the disease, but she refused. She thought that the video would help others. So in 2016, the women uploaded a video entitled Stage 4 Cancer Natural Transformation. In the video, Lopez shared how she cured herself of cancer through a vegan diet, juicing a lot of praying. So this video got more than 370,000 views. In two other videos, they also shared recipes of natural remedies. But Johnson said she had never been against doctors or medical advice, but she chose to do what she did and experienced healing, and then she wanted to share her testimony to help others. Johnson said the family did push Lopez to seek chemotherapy, and she thinks that her aunt could still be alive today if she continued her vegan lifestyle. According to Johnson, she said, I think that would have been differently, honestly. I really, truly think they would have. The results would have been differently. That's what really contributed to the change in the first place. Going backwards is not going to help. So as much as I'm a fan of a vegan diet, make sure it is in conjunction with medical treatment. Especially when we're talking about cancer. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and antibody extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.